Less than 2 years after they were coerced into Act 46 school mergers, the tiny towns of Reedsboro and Halifax will soon ask voters if they think it's time to leave their newly merged district. Halifax and Reedsboro are the first Vermont towns that are looking to dissolve an Act 46 merger through town-wide votes. If they succeed, it could inspire other towns to make the same move. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Meeting called to order. Agenda, additions, deletions, approval.
The Reedsboro Select Board tonight is being asked to schedule a vote on the future of the town's school district. Reedsboro merged with Halifax in June of 2017 to form the Southern Valley Unified Union School District. Both schools are small. Halifax has 85 kids pre-K through 8, and Reedsboro has only 40 students. And school board member Helen Strom Henriksen told the select board that the problem started when Reedsboro did an engineering assessment of their school building in town.
The architectural plan said that it would cost $1.5 million to $2 million to renovate the school. Halifax residents began to question the members of their board as to why they had to be responsible and have their taxes go up based on something that was out of their control.
The relationship deteriorated further this summer when the Reedsboro 7th and 8th graders were moved to Halifax with little input from parents. And as the school year got underway, Strom Henriksen said both towns were ready to give up on this Act 46 thing.
And then we spoke and we said, well, maybe it's time to think about dissolving the union.
A group of Reedsboro residents turned in a petition asking for the vote. And at the meeting tonight, they got their wish.
All right, make a motion to warn a special town meeting for January 20th, 2020 at 7 p.m. for consider dissolving the union district, school union district.
Halifax residents will hold a similar vote on December 30th. Homer Sumner represents Halifax on the Southern Valley Board.
It's just really not any benefit to anybody. It's not really working.
Sumner said the two towns were never really excited about merging. But like a lot of districts in Vermont, Halifax and Reedsboro didn't want the state to force a different merger. Both towns are small and isolated, and a merger with a larger district could have led to the closing of their schools.
We didn't fully embrace it at all, but the state was really pushing hard for consolidation. So Reedsboro and Halifax still forged ahead on kind of an arranged marriage through 46.
Halifax approved the Act 46 plan by a wide margin, while in Reedsboro, it squeaked through by only 10 votes. But at this point, Sumner said the people in Halifax are already regretting that decision.
I've been sort of told this by numerous taxpayers in Halifax, that Halifax is kind of supplementing Reedsboro's taxpayers, which in a way they sort of are.
Though it would seem to be a huge loophole to Act 46, leaving a merged district after joining it is in fact legal, according to the Agency of Education. The state says if they leave, Reedsboro and Halifax would lose their Act 46 tax breaks and suffer other financial consequences. Laura Sibilia represents Reedsboro in the legislature. And she says challenges like declining enrollment, school facility maintenance, and finding and retaining staff are especially hard for small, rural districts like Reedsboro and Halifax. And while she says school district consolidation is not a silver bullet that can take care of all of that, she thinks it does make sense to try to tackle these issues over a wider region.
I'm worried about them taking these votes because I'm not sure what is going to be improved by doing that. And the challenges around population loss, the challenges around the financing mechanism, those are not going away. And so, you know, it seems like we're going back to what we're doing. What we're doing is not really serving the kids, you know, as best as we can.
If both towns vote to withdraw, then the request will go to the State Board of Education for final approval. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.